WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh,
The Copperhead,
WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. This program tries to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those who know me, know income tax is one of my favorite issues and pet peeves, as it destroys Americans' desire to be successful. My goal is to eliminate the income tax for everyone. The federal government could get along fine without the income tax if they were following the law, and by that I mean the U.S. Constitution, the supreme law of the land. The federal government has only 17 powers in this Constitution, but yet they claim to have thousands. If the law were followed, they would not need probably 10% of their current budget. That's very, very interesting. Now, this whole year has been kind of weird. We went from a fairly free country to a police state virtually overnight with the COVID-19 lockdowns. Now, many state courts are starting, and federal courts are starting to overturn and declare these as executive orders, unconstitutional executive orders, actually declaring them unconstitutional finally, including California just this Monday. I mean, if they were unconstitutional today, they were unconstitutional on day one. So I am disappointed with how many people will just do as they are ordered to by their governor, who does not own them. But and still, even in California, I mean, people wear them outside. They wear them driving in a car, these masks and stuff, and they let people close their business down. To me, this is quite amazing, and Americans should have a little bit more pushback than they have been. And not allow this to happen, because the governor has no more authority to order you to close your business or wear a mask than Bozo the Clown. So now if you went into Costco or some store and it said Bozo the Clown ordered you to wear a mask, how many people would still wear it? I'm afraid there'd be a lot here in California. But as I am talking right now, President Trump's in a tight race for the second term of the presidency, which kind of surprises me, because he's done so many, I think, very amazing things for this country and internationally. Tax decreases, North Korea stopped pulling out of China. The Arab peace deal is quite historic. Bringing jobs and factories back here. I mean, all these things are something to complain about. If they're going to pick a two-paced politician, then they picked a good one. He's flip-flopped on every issue his whole career, every time the wind changes direction. But he's not out of the woods yet, he may still pull it out, but we'll see. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, and they're using COVID-19 as a distraction as well. They're doing things, and even in the little county I'm in, we don't even have a stoplight in this county that I'm in California, but they just passed a fairly large, over 100-page bill that comes right out of the Agenda 21 book that our guest is going to talk about. I mean, he talked a little bit about Agenda 21, and some of you have heard of that. And these county board supervisors have no idea what's going on, and they're doing it right now when we have no meetings, where the meetings are virtual, which is not really working that well. Anyway, you can also get a lot of information on freeenterprisesociety.com about the income tax and other issues that we're dealing with. We also have up there a constructive notice if you've been hurt by the lockdowns in any state in the union. We have a constructive notice absolutely free on our website at freeenterprisesociety.com. You take that, you serve your governor, you serve your mayor, you serve the police, you serve the sheriff, you serve everybody, and if the county comes around your business, you serve them. And this is the way to do it. Also, and that's been effective here in California somewhat. They did that in Santa Cruz when they tried to close the beaches. They served everybody, and they went out on Labor Day, and they went ahead and went out on the beach. And they served everybody. The police were all sitting around the beach with the tape, and they took the tape down, went out and enjoyed themselves, and the police got in their car and left because they had been served, and they just didn't want to, they really don't want to deal with this stuff. So anyway, today we have a great guest. He is It's Tom DeWeese. He's the founder and president of the American Policy Center, located in close to Washington, D.C. the privately funded educational foundation, which I really like, and he's also a big promoter of free enterprise and limited government, and that's why he's on this program. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Steve. It's good to be with you.
Man, there's so much going on, and I don't know how I feel. I don't really feel good about some of the things going on. So, I tell you what, there's a big cover up going on the Bidens and all these things, and the media doesn't seemingly cover anything. I mean, I've talked to some Democrats, and they don't even know that Trump did these things that I'm talking about, and 100 other things. I mean, they don't even report these things. To me, this is like a clear and present danger to our country and to our freedom.
Oh, absolutely. The news media locking out anything positive, and there are people who only listen to the CNNs and the MSNBCs and so forth, and they literally do not know of the things that you and I deal with every day. They don't know these things exist, and that's why you see so many people, when a Trump supporter comes along and says something to them, they start screaming at them. They start saying that Trump is a racist and Trump has taken away all their liberties and he's crooked and all that. And then just ask him one question, well, name one thing he's done that fits that, and they can't do it. Well, I don't know, but I know he's doing it.
Right.
That's what we hear. Yeah.
They can't name one thing Trump's doing wrong specifically. I've done that same question, but also what stands out about Biden, what he did for you, and they can't think of anything. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, that's pretty sad to me, and I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to change the people that vote, because you should actually know what you're doing when you're voting, not just vote. But most people, that's what they do.
The founding fathers had the idea that people who were affected by the vote, in other words, whether it's your taxes, your property, things like that, originally you had to, have property and various other things in order to be allowed to vote, and we opened it up to anybody can vote, and now we're getting it to the point people aren't even citizens and they can vote. And these people have no stake in what they do, of course, they're getting, the stake they have is they get the benefits, they get the goodies coming to them, and they determine from the beginning that how much of what you earned is do they have a right to. That's what it comes down to. And so when people, don't have any responsibility here in that, then it's a question whether they should be allowed to vote. They certainly should be citizens to begin with.
Well, these are the things I agree with. I don't really understand it, especially when you have people voting to take money from the other part. That's called a democracy, and a lot of people think we're in a democracy, and a democracy would allow that. But a republic, we have a constitution protecting not only my property but your property, and you can't vote to take mine, and I can't vote to take yours in a republic. But in a democracy, I guess we can do that. And if we don't get our way, we can riot and throw a tantrum. Yeah. Seems to be okay.
Steve, I that's an incredibly important point. And if people, these folks who are out there who are looking at, they talk about white privilege or capitalism is an evil thing and so forth, if they understood what you just said about the republic, that their rights as a minority of one, their rights are protected and guaranteed, where the lynch mob, the democracy, three wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for lunch, whatever we want to describe it. I've used the example before with kids, that you have a bicycle and it's yours, but five kids come up and say, well, we want it. We want to take it away from you. And in a democracy, they take it. In our republic, it is protected. It doesn't matter how many of those five or the masses or whatever want what you have. It's yours. And I think if we could teach these minorities that fact, that that's what our republic is, and that's what those horrible white slave owners who put our country together believed and put together for you, then it might begin to change some minds.
Yeah, well, the Constitution is a wonderful document, and it's not being taught that not only the minority, it's not being taught at all anymore. Trump was going to change that in his second term and get that nanny Americanism out of our school systems and out of the universities. But I'm not sure that he's going to make it here yet. But anyway, we have a thing going on here with the, you're Agenda 21. You've done a lot of good work, and people ask me what is going on in these counties. I mean, they're trying to, obviously, my county's kind of been unaffected because we don't even have a stoplight up here, so we don't have very many people here, but they're here, whoever they are. And it's a 100-and-some page bill, which I know nobody here wrote the cotton-picking thing, right? And they went ahead and passed because it sounds good, I guess, to them, because of what it was something on the county enforcing their codes and being able to take property and do more to the owners. And it's going to cause a lot of problems up here, I think. So.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. Since the Green New Deal has been introduced, more people are starting to get it. I've been fighting this for, the Agenda 21 issue and so forth for 30 years, and I'm getting more people who are now contacting us, and particularly elected officials, saying, oh, my gosh, what is this, and what do we do about it? So I've actually jokingly said I want to give Ocasio-Cortez an award because she's made my life easier to explain these things. But the Green New Deal is exactly the same thing they've been promoting for over 30 years through Agenda 21, and then the Agenda 2030, and then before that was the Millennium Declaration. All of them were exactly the same thing. They sold them as protection of the environment, and what this is really about is global governance, control over every action in your lives. And they knew they couldn't sell that by saying, here's what we're going to do, we're going to set up a dictatorship. Instead, they came up with this excuse about protecting the environment, the threat of environmental Armageddon. I've had them say to me so many times, it doesn't matter how many rights you think you have if you don't have a planet to stand on. Oh, golly gee, I've got to listen. We've got to protect our planet. And people have bought into that, the fear factor, to put these programs in place, and now we have these attacks on, and the attack has always been economics. It's not the environment. It's not about protecting the environment. When you begin to look at it, it's economics. It's an attack on free enterprise. It's an attack on private property, and it is to release a massive government over every action in our lives. That's what this is about. And every time you look at it, what's interesting with the Green New Deal is that they have taken off the shackles. They have, over all the years with Agenda 21 and so forth, they have said it in such language that it didn't sound threatening. Well, we just want to protect the environment. But now they're getting bolder, and the Green New Deal, it's really four pillars of what they want to do. And one of them is called the Economic Bill of Rights. And see if this doesn't sound familiar. What it talks about is the right to full employment, ending unemployment by guaranteeing a job at a living wage, having Medicare for all, tuition-free education for all, affordable housing for all. That's, where is that, a Green New Deal, where is that protecting the environment? That is the economics, but that's what it's about. And these policies you're seeing, as you're mentioning in your own community, putting in place, I'll bet you will find most of those kinds of things in it. It's what's coming out in this campaign. We were, the Democrats were talking about a living wage and a universal wage where everybody gets the same thing, all those kind of things. And Medicare for all.
Not equality. No. That's...
Yeah.
Freedom is true equality. This thing is, regardless of how smart you are, how good you are, how much you work, how little you work, you're entitled to all the same things. That doesn't work. That really does not work well. I saw that Levin talked about the 1936 Russian Constitution. Did you hear that?
I did not hear it, no, but I'm aware.
It is.
Yeah.
They plagiarized, the Democratic Party plagiarized that Constitution, because word for word, paragraph, many paragraphs are taken right out of the Soviet Constitution
their
platform.
Yeah.
And it's just some of the things you mentioned there. Anyway, I got a break coming up. I hear the music, so hang with us. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Tom DeWeese. We're discussing problems with property rights and the Constitution. Please stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Subversion. Just based on current facts before us, our nation's political leaders in elected office and both major parties have embraced policies and legislation subversive to our American form of law and government. Therefore, I think it profitable to visit the wisdom of our founding fathers regarding this kind of behavior. Samuel Adams, regarding spreading the wealth around and centralized control of the economy, said these ideas are, quote, as visionary and impractical as those which vest all property in the crown. They are arbitrary, despotic, and in our form of government, unconstitutional, unquote. These charges could be aimed directly at our president and Congress today. Thomas Jefferson wrote of a central government so strong that it borders on monarchy. These men have no right to office. If a monarchist be in office anywhere, and it be known to the president, the oath he has taken to support the Constitution imperiously requires the instantaneous dismission of such officer, and I hold the president criminal if he permitted such to remain. To appoint a monarchist to conduct the affairs of a republic is like appointing an atheist to the priesthood. Unquote. The situation in America today is socialism for we the people and a political class who think they're monarchs rather than our agents. Congressmen openly insulting citizens exercising their First Amendment rights to redress. Congressmen taxing future generations without their consent. Presidents and judges approving of all this with their silence. These will be our defining years in the eyes of our children and grandchildren, but if we do nothing, we will come to nothing. We need Americans in great numbers to join us.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to comment how great Liberty Works Radio Network is. This network and networks like it will be the new mainstream media of tomorrow. The mainstream media, so-called, does not report the news. It is a propaganda machine. They report only one side, and for the most part. So that is, they got to go. You don't see that kind of problems on other more natural and more honest networks. Anyway, if you like this program or others, you can go to LWRN.net. You can leave a one-time donation there. This is a listener-supported network, or you may be able to set it up for weekly or monthly donation somehow, and you might have to check with the station on that, but I think you can do that. Anyway, if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're talking with Tom DeWeese, and he is the president of the American Policy Center over near Washington, D.C. They really specialize in preserving property rights and combating Agenda 21, which is trying to subvert our cities and county governments to where you have no rights. All right. Welcome back, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You sent me something here, which I'm going to look at. Because they're using COVID as a excuse, and you've shown some things where they're planning on using the COVID, what they learned in COVID, for things like global warming, where you're driving your grandma's on a vacation, and they get stopped, and they're going to take your car because you're just using fuel and energy for no reason. You know, that's not good. It has to be necessary, just like they did with the COVID-19. I mean, who knows what they could do with that if those kind of rules go into place. So anyway, that's what you're talking about, and they have it has nothing to do with the disease that we can see, nothing to do with flattening the curve, but, you know, they're testing the waters. They're testing how obedient Americans will be under a new communist state, I guess, because they seem to be pretty obedient right now.
Yeah, they've been watching as you know, these tactics have been put into place. You mentioned, you know, flattening the curve. Well, the new banner that they have now, the new headline is, we've got to flatten the climate curve. And that just tells you how close they are to all this. They're calling it the Green Reset. The Club of Rome, which helped write Agenda 21 in the first place, they came out with that. This is a Green Reset. And they see this as the opportunity to finally take... The truth of the matter is, the whole climate change issue was not working. It was not selling. And if people were listing what, you know, the top 10 issues that they thought, you know, were important, climate change would either be number 10 or not on the list at all in many, many cases. And that was beginning to panic them, because what other scare tactic could they use to get people to submit and put these programs in place, as I described before? Well, then they came up with this, the COVID thing, the Great Reset. Time Magazine, just in one of their most recent issues, on the cover, they have this article in there called The Great Reset, and they said, the COVID-19 pandemic has provided a unique opportunity to think about the kind of future that we want, to share ideas for how to transform the way we live and we work. Now, as I say that, keep in mind that when Agenda 21 was introduced in 1992, they said it was a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. And I've said over and over again, that's an incredibly powerful statement about a political policy. And here we are, Time Magazine saying to share ideas for how to transform the way we live and work. Worse comes Bill Gates. Bill Gates has said shutting down the economy is not nearly enough to stem climate change. We need to get rid of emissions from all of the different sectors. In other words, you know, the whole Green New Deal, the smart growth programs, getting rid of cars, getting, everything's electric, and you know, getting rid of fossil fuels and all that. And literally, I mean, you keep reading what he's saying, that nothing we do is enough. That, you know, as we've gone through this lockdown, obviously we have used our cars less, we have used energy less, and he said, well, it's a modest savings, but it's not enough. Well, are we just supposed to go to our caves and sit there and shut up and not say anything to anybody? I mean, what is it he wants? That they want to put this dictatorship in place, and they're using these scare tactics to make it happen.
Okay. Well, I'm told we have a caller. Hello, are you there?
I am here, Steve. How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, with this elections going the way they are, Trump has been bringing all these people out and exposing them for who they are. And if we just trust in God, I think this is going to work out for the better. So keep your faith in God and go from there. And thank you for the programs.
All right. Thanks for calling.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a good call. Listen, well, back to it. The COVID-19, they're going to try to do that. Time Magazine, does anybody subscribe to that anymore? I mean, that was failing for the last at least 10 years, seemed like.
Yeah, and because you can't rely on it for anything at all, you know, and so it is, you know. By the way, what your caller said, I definitely agree with in the reason that they hate Trump so bad and want to get rid of him is that he has stood up to them and exposed what they're doing, and he's tried to push back as best he can with a lot of these things. So, we'll talk as we get into
this. Well, he's claiming a lot of shenanigans, and I actually thought that, you know, if the vote were honest, I think he would win in a landslide. So, you know, they have been showing, even the last few elections, the Democrats are the ones doing the fraud on these elections.
Yeah.
And maybe they're in the air again. Hopefully they can prove some of that, because Biden's a disaster.
Yeah, and here we are. I mean, as we're talking about with the, you know, this whole COVID thing, and what this has brought to me, and if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what we do about this, because that's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
And the thought occurred to me just recently, as I'm watching all this, what we're going through, and particularly last night, as you're watching that map, and did we get this state? Did we get that state? You know, in 1980, Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter in 49 states.
Yes, he did.
Just think about that. And what happened, really, there was that the Democrats said, never again. And what they did was they began to focus on, you know, everywhere they could turn, particularly on the local level. And it wasn't just, you know, with city councils and county commission races and so forth. In their mind, no position was too small or unimportant to, you know, and that would include appointing, you know, appointed boards and even city hall jobs. This is where policy is decided, where regulations and licensing and government attitudes and all that are prepared and carried out. You know, when was the last time you heard a local Republican group discuss the importance of the office of city attorney or the county attorney? But these are the very people who have been putting in place the COVID lockdown rules and, you know, putting all this stuff into power. But we have ignored that. It's been 50 years. Our side has just ignored what we have to do to work to, you know, on our local level, precinct organization, getting the right candidates to run for office, and getting in the faces of local elected officials and controlling the debate. They you know, they'll come up, well, climate change, we got to fix it, and we just let them do it, and we're not standing there saying, where's the science? Prove it. How can this be done? Who's going to pay for it? Things we have to talk about to change that debate, and we haven't been doing that. We haven't done the dirty work. We don't want to, and so, you know, this is why we are where we are. And now last night we're sitting there watching state by state. Did we get this state? Did we get that state? Wouldn't we really want to think about what it would be like if we had some influence on the local election boards and the registration boards and so forth? These are the people who are making these policies. The Democrats took control of that, and now they're able to put in any kind of cheating they want to do because nobody's going to question them, and they got the very people that that are on those boards helping them do it.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can root some of that out, because this is not good, and it's got to be nipped in the bud here. Now, that you're right. I mean, now it's coming out a lot more than it did. The district attorney's refusing to prosecute rioters because they're mm-hmm. peaceful protesters. Stuff like that is outrageous.
Yeah.
But
well, this is what we're working on, American Policy Center. We put out a new manual on our handbook for activists and local activists. It's all focused on local activism. And it's funny because as the pandemic came along and the shutdown started, and we were getting ready to put together a series of training webinars, and we were working on this manual and so forth, and I suddenly stopped for quite a while looking at it to think, you know, I don't want to mislead people. I don't want to put something out that, you know, we got a new world coming together here. How do we affect this? Well, what it proved to me as I watched it, as things came together, I thought, we're right on with what we are teaching, because who was it? It wasn't the federal government that shut everything down. It was the mayors and the governors, and continue to do that. And, of course, as you mentioned, the district attorneys and people like that helping them do it. So our idea of focusing on the local level and in the state level to combat these things is the right way to go. And what I've been advocating is, if you can take just your community and you focus on the three pillars of liberty: free enterprise, private property, individual liberty, and or decisions in your life and so forth. Those three things are the pillars of freedom. And what we're seeing happen now with the COVID lockdowns is the global corporations, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Amazons, have really benefited. Their profits are up. I saw, Amazon was up 100%, Walmart was up 80%, so forth. Meanwhile, all these local stores are being shut down. This is an attack on the free enterprise system. If you set up in your community, what needs to be done to make sure that local businesses, mom and pop shops and so forth, can thrive in our community, and private property is protected, and government is put back in the Constitution bottle and off the backs of the people, create your community as a freedom pod. And if you succeed in your community, people in the next community will say, look what they did over there, and you can get it going there, and in the next community, and the next one, and it grows up. Trying to just do it from the top will not work. It's too big, too out of your control, but in the local community, it's where it is, and that is, this is what we're teaching, people how to do these things.
Yes, well, the County Board of Supervisors here where I'm at is going to hear from me, that's for sure, about this vote they took last week. And I'm going to also be serving them the constructive notice here. I mean, I'm able to sue them personally, not in their official capacity, when they do these kind of things, when they're outside of their authority. And, that changes the whole picture. One of our guys here did that against the Bureau of Automotive Repair here in California, and they went to the Attorney General thinking they're going to pay for the defense and take care of it, and they said, you weren't sued as Bureau of Automotive Repair people. You were sued personally, and you're on your own. That changes everything.
Yeah, that is exactly the way to go with it, because the reason that they put all these things in place and they pay absolutely no attention to you when you're standing there saying, wait a minute, you're hurting me, you're hurting my home, you're hurting my business, whatever, it's because they have no consequences for their actions. And it doesn't matter. Even in most cases, people would sue the city. And, well, if you do that, the city councilmen don't suffer any consequences from it. They're not paying
for
anything.
Hang on a second. There's the music. We got a break coming up.
Yeah.
And stay tuned. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Tom DeWeese. We're discussing problems with private property and how to protect it. Please stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
Did you realize that if you have a dollar bill in your pocket, you actually have a fairly reliable standard of measurement? You see, the long side of a dollar bill laid flat on a surface measures exactly 6 inches long. Practically speaking, this means that if you have a dollar in your pocket, you have a very reliable 6-inch ruler at your disposal. Regrettably, what you don't have at your disposal is a dollar. You see, as a standard of linear measurement, the dollar bill might be a reliable tool, but as a measure of wealth, the dollar bill is a disaster. Because dollar bills are printed by the Federal Reserve without anything of real value to back them up, the ones you have in your pocket are constantly losing their buying power. It's like you were playing a game of Monopoly and one of the players could just print money and spend it into the game whenever he ran out. Every time more worthless monopoly currency is introduced, the value of the currency that is already in the game goes down because it is competing for the same properties on the game board. In just this way, the federal government, in a criminal partnership with the Federal Reserve, has been devaluing the dollars that private folks work for and save. Obama and Bernanke have printed so much monopoly money that any wealth you may have that is denominated in dollars will soon be worthless. And now the new Fed chairman Janet Yellen has promised more of the same. So it seems silly to worry whether you do better in stocks or bonds or mutuals. As long as you're in dollars, you're in trouble. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
I will not be taking any questions. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the U.S. Treasury Department has issued a full recall of all 776 billion pieces of U.S. currency in circulation. I know this must seem like a blow coming on the heels of this morning's announcement that our federal budget deficit has passed the $800 billion mark. But regrettably, these particular bills were printed with dye containing toxins that, while completely safe at this moment, will become extremely deadly Friday at exactly 12 noon. As a result, we need to act quickly. Okay, tomorrow all Americans will receive a bag like this in the mail. Do not, under any circumstances, attempt to burn or shred the money yourself. The federal government are the only ones that can destroy the money, as we are the only ones with the proper facilities to do so.
Excuse me, this is a massive recall.
We understand that this recall will be hard on U.S. citizens who will have no more money, but we assure you, if you work hard, you will be eventually able to earn it back.
This is in the best interest of the American people.
This dye poisoning causes your internal organs to rot from within and is really painful until you puke up your guts and die. There really is no time to think about this. Just listen to me and send in the money. Thank you.
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 a.m. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
Are you concerned about the side effects of using hormonal birth control? Look into a natural method of family planning that's 99% effective, environmentally green, and causes no risks to your health. For information on learning natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Tech Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. The Truth Tech Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Tom DeWeese. He's the president of the American Policy Center. And before break, you were talking about the importance of local government, that be city and counties. I mean, counties have a lot of power. There's no question about it, Tom. But a lot of people do ignore it. A lot of people in the local areas just complain about what the county's doing instead of getting involved. And one thing that you always have talked about, which I always liked, and I have you on quite often, because you teach people how to go into the county without looking like, that you look prepared and like a reasonable person. You know, you don't want to look like somebody wearing a tinfoil hat. No offense to tinfoil hat people, but
and I've been awarded many tinfoil hats.
One of the things that you said was, what I think was something where you put in a thing. Would you guys vote to protect the Constitution or protect my rights or my property rights or something like that? And nobody could say, you know, it would be very difficult for the county board of supervisors, you know, to say, well, no, we wouldn't support that. So they voted.
Well, but they do. That's the interesting thing. We have a resolution for the protection of citizens' property rights, and all it says is, if the local government is going to discuss something that's going to affect my property, they'll bring me into the discussion. There's a radical idea. If they go ahead and do it and it damages my property in some way, they'll compensate me for it. And the third thing it says is they won't bring a bunch of their representatives, their planners, their plotters, their camera people, their measuring sticks onto my property without my permission. That's what it says. We have yet to get a city council or a county commission to sign it. We've had city attorneys who have marked it all up in red saying, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. And,
amazing.
Because they know that the only thing that stands in the way, the kryptonite to stop the whole sustainable development issues, is they cannot implement these plans without damaging property rights. And if you are protecting property rights, then they can't put these plans in place, and they know it.
So. Well, this is our last segment, so I want to get this, make sure people know how to get a hold of you. How would people contact you to get some more information on how they can help locally?
Yeah, our website is AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org, and you'll find on there, first of all, there's a very extensive archive of articles that we have done over the years on all these issues. But as you mentioned, one of the things we really focus on is trying to help local activists learn the details and learn tactics on how to fight back. And the thing that we've just released in the last month is this new manual and a whole series of webinars and so forth to teach how to fight back on the local level, do research and help candidates, put candidates in office, all that kind of stuff. And so all that is available on the website. You just go in and you look around. I've got my book, Sustainable, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property, and Individuals, which has become an Amazon bestseller. So lots of people are reading that now. I actually got to hand it to Ben Carson at HUD the other day. So we're getting it around.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So this new book, The Activist, is that a real book or is that an electronic book?
It's a real book. It's a handbook. The other thing that goes with it, we have put together on our website a what we call a toolkit, and you can get into that section. There are a lot of things we, first of all, couldn't get in the manual, you know, documents that maybe you need for research, but they're too big to put in there. But also, there are downloadable pieces. You can get the manual in the toolkit. You can get it online as well. And we're going to keep adding new things to that, so it's always up to date, the latest things. We're asking activists, if you've done something that's effective, let us know, and we can share that. If you've done something where you say, don't ever try this, we want to tell them that too, you know, what doesn't work. And, you know, our goal is victory. We want to set up what I call these freedom pods in communities all over the country. We support freedom and free enterprise and private property, and then, you know, we can keep pushing that. I want to say we've got five bills that for the state legislatures that are all designed to protect private property, and we've got a tactic in there how even if you have some legislators that are good guys that are in a minority in your legislature, we've got a plan on how they can make it a big issue and present it and so forth. So it's all right there.
Well, that's definitely describing California.
Yes,
and, but count me in. I'm a pod person now. All right.
All right.
Well, the county's going to get to know me. I mean, I really am not happy about that because, you know, I don't have it all, you know, I didn't really want to spend a bunch of time down at the county, but they're going to know me. I'm going to either win them over or I'm going to be the most hated man in the county because I am very upset with them right now.
Well, this is one of the important things to do, Steve, is that one of the things is our people, first of all, I think people from our side really don't like governments. We don't really get involved too much, but if your elected officials, if you're sitting down, you can talk to them reasonably and explain some things to them, they get to know you, they may start to look at you and say, what do you think? Now you're really starting to make an impact. And I've said many times, victory is, there are these non-governmental organizations, these private groups that are pushing all these things. They're standing behind your elected representatives, and they're pushing all this on them. One of us comes in there and starts talking about things, and all the guys nuts don't pay attention to them. But I've said many times, victory is when these NGOs bring their latest plan in and put it in front of the councilman, and they look at it and they say, I can't do this. Do you know what my people would do to me if we did this? That's what victory looks like. They've got to hear from you. So, you know, this is part of it.
I think it's a big part of it. But, you know, I'm knowing you for quite a while, and I always appreciated the way you approach things. And you pass on your knowledge. I mean, it's not, you're not asking that they send a ton of money to you and you're just going to charge in with your right horse and save them. You know, you're teaching them how to take care of themselves, which is what pod people like.
All I want to do is win. That's all I care about. I surprise people. I tell them I don't like politics, and I'm only involved in it because they won't leave me alone. And the day we have victory and they leave me alone, I'll go away. You know?
Exactly. But that works. That's a two-edged sword because a lot of people don't stand up until they're really affected, and
right.
And
yeah.
A lot of times that's kind of late. So.
Well, it is. But more and more people are being affected now. That's the good news, that we're getting more and more people getting involved. And so, you know, that's... But you can, like I said, we did these webinars. They're recorded. We've done five of them so far. We decided to stop a couple weeks ago until the election. And then we're going to start in again after the election, and we know what we're dealing with. And I've got several more things to record, to discuss, and... add to what we've already done.
Well, your book and everything's on the website, AmericanPolicy.org, I think. I'm sure that's all up there.
Yep.
And I doubt you're doing a whole lot of traveling now. I mean, you can't hardly do meetings or anything. It's ridiculous. But
I had three talks in Ohio scheduled for next week, and they had to cancel all three of them because they couldn't get a place and be able to assemble to do it. But we'll do it in the spring, so we rescheduled it. Yeah.
Well, I hope that's true. I mean, in California, we got Governor Newsom, and I'm not sure that, you know, he's got three more years on his term. We are in the middle of a recall on him, but I don't think he has no path to normalcy here in California. The lockdowns will continue, and for one reason or another, and that may be the climate thing coming next. He's a big climate supporter, and
Well, that's what it's about. It's just another tactic to put it together. The pandemic is basically created, and it's another scare tactic. And this is what we're seeing with things like what Bill Gates said and so forth. It's exactly the same thing they've been saying about climate change and what we need to do there. But now suddenly the we're going to shut everything down to protect the environment under the terms of the pandemic.
Yeah. They're not doing anything for me or for you. They're doing it to us. I mean, I don't know why more people don't get that.
Yeah. Well, you got to be a victim before you figure it out. Too many people are able to just walk by and go, I don't know about that stuff. But all of a sudden they run into a brick wall and they go, what's this? So,
Well, anyway, I really like your material. You and people kind of pick up on it when they start looking at it because they feel powerless, and then you give them power. The individuals and the people listening to this program have a lot of power if they want to start exercising it, and that's one thing that I found out. A lot of our members have already found out. I mean, we can make a big change, but it seems overwhelming when you start looking at Agenda 21. But you gotta, how do you eat an elephant? They always say is one bite at a time. Let's get on it.
Right.
Work on your county.
This is what they're doing. They're completely reorganizing your communities and your whole lifestyle. The latest thing is to pass new bills that take away the protection of private property zone or single family home zoning. And if you own a home in a single family home neighborhood, you're going to see these high rises move in there and so forth, and your property values are going to disappear. And that's going to affect you personally. And they have all kinds of wonderful sounding reasons for doing that, but the bottom line is they're going to destroy your private property. And this is the latest thing they're doing right now.
Right. Well, that's the thing about the Democratic platform and them taking out of the Soviet Constitution. A lot of that sounds really good, but it's not. It's like, the equality, work equality, that anybody can have any job, stuff like that sounds good. It don't work.
Yeah. And this is why communism has collapsed.
Whether you work or not, you get paid, that don't work.
Yeah. Every time they've tried to use communism, this is why it's collapsed, because the working guy is looking at the other guy who's getting exactly the same amount in his pocket for doing absolutely nothing, and finally the working guy says, well, I'm not going to do it anymore either. And then the economy collapses because nobody's working. That's what happens with it. So,
Well, a lot can be done, and everybody can start at their local level, the city and the county. And that, in fact, to me, that's very important. The county has a lot of authority that they do not exercise. They think they are subservient to the governor. They think they're subservient to this and that. And in my opinion and knowledge of it, I don't think they are. I think this county government is superior to the state government. I think the state government is superior to the federal government, and for most things.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And it's turned upside down to a dictatorship kind of a theme that people believe is here, and that's just not what the Constitution specifies.
We got to do the dirty work, get down in, organize, get involved, and make it our battle cry needs to be, we're going to flatten the socialist curve.
Well, anyway, I hope a lot of people go to your website, get on your email list, and be informed of when you're doing these seminars and webinars and see your books and stuff, because if they haven't seen a lot of problems in their county, I think they will, even in rural counties like where I'm at.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, we got
we're
a couple minutes left. Is there anything else we want to talk about, or that you haven't got on your mind that you want to tell us, sir?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the rural areas, and they're definitely affected by this stuff. The real push here is to get people out of the rural areas and move them into the cities. You can see why. Look where the lockdowns have been. Look where the control is. All these people living in the cities. And I've been working very closely in the last couple of years with the cattle industry. And it is astounding to me that the cattle industry has allowed itself to be taken over by the World Wildlife Fund, who's they've publicly stated over and over again that one of the things we have to do to save the planet is to stop beef consumption. And they've created this sustainable beef roundtable, which is making it very difficult for cattlemen to to do their work and make a profit at it. And meanwhile, they're bringing in imported cattle who don't have any of these regulations behind them. It's cheaper. And they've taken away the country of origin labeling as to where it's coming from. So those are all part of this. So
all right, check it out, people. Thanks for joining us on the Truth Attack Hour. Thank you, Tom. It was a great program. And I'll be hosting this program every Wednesday. Also, check out truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com on getting rid of that income tax.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
They want you to believe that you have no hope. They're counting on the fact that you are a dope. Well, they tell you the rules, tell you what to eat. They know that you won't question, they know that you don't read. We've lived a lie for way too long. It's time to know right from wrong. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law. Congress makes the laws and the courts make none. That's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you wanna be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law. Oh, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse, Mickey Mouse, and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw. Because courts cannot make law.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Eric Weinmayer knew the risks.
Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view, because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on.
American. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.